I'm again to check in with our regional men's sheds from around the region. Peter Hennis joins us in the studio. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Beck, and good morning, listeners.
Thank you very much for coming in. As always, Peter, we love hearing what's going on. Let's start off locally. What's happened in Mount Gambier recently?
Well, recently, the Mount Gambier shed had a visit from David Hill, and he gave us a talk on cybersecurity. Wow, did that open some eyes up?
Yeah, interesting.
Very, very informative that was. So if you're not up with that sort of stuff at the moment, it's well worth finding out some information.
And you had a barbecue fundraiser?
Yeah, we recently done a barbecue out at Bunnings, and that was very successful for the shed. We raised a little bit of money with that, and look forward to doing the next one. Also, one of our members has been recreating a dove coot for a lady. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's like a little house.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about five or six doors, and I've found out a little bit of information about it, but it looks like a Victorian-style house, so it's actually quite nice.
They're stunning, aren't they? They're quite decorative.
Mm, yeah. And we've purchased a little bit of new machinery lately and doing some upgrades to our thicknesser and a new guillotine, a new drum sander, so that makes work a little bit easier for the fellas. Also, we've a number of new members have started in recent weeks, which is also pretty good, so shed keeps moving along. The shed will also be, like to remind that there's a big AMPSA, Australian Men's Shed Association, gathering at Murray Bridge next month. So if this is to keep up to date with what's happening with the men's shed movement and so forth. So it's well worth going to if any of the shedders are looking to do that.
Now, the Kingston Men's Shed, they've been working to help the show society locally?
Yeah, I got a message from them that said, hot off the press. The shed has been asked to assist the show society in building a small putt-putt golf course for about, you know, just over six or seven or eight or whatever holes. They'll be using pallets to do it, so be interesting to see how that ends up. Also, a woman in the at the shed of are now got to the men to assist them in tidying up their shed. I was told this in a very interesting type of way because it's been successful, and now that it's all been decluttered and organised, of course, Kingston Men's Shed will have women in their shed as well, so it keeps it all nice and tidy, and they can actually do some work over there instead of jumping over things. So I've been over there and seen what their shed used to be like, so it's... it'll be a good idea.
Mm.
And, so it's not recognisable anymore.
Very good. Well done, ladies. Now, in Millicent, they've got some grants there.
Yeah, the first of two grants that they've got for their metal workshop has arrived, and with the foundations for their new shed being done, and they hope to have the shed up and running by the end of October. Because of the garden area, the local members have been steadily growing, and the area is now producing well, with the proceeds going to members and to the local charities are in the town. The local mobile railway is doing well and growing, and the Millicent Shed is running a repair cafe. And if anybody's looked at any of the BBC programs where they take small items in that are, you know, heirlooms and so forth, and they'll fix them up,
toy shops and stunning.
They're only doing small items at the moment for repair, so if you're interested in that type of stuff, give them a call and they'll see what they can do for you.
They've had a bit of a work going on with the school locally as well?
Yeah, it's an ongoing program that they've been doing for a number of years now, and the first two terms are finished. It's a year six students go along there and learn how to use some of the smaller machinery and make a project up which they then take home afterwards. So the first two terms are finished, those students have gone out, and the next lot of students have just come in.
Now, I'm sure Port Mac has been kept very, very busy with the winter demands.
Yeah, Port Mac still selling their kindling at $10 a bag. Now, when they started the season off, I believe they had about 390 bags. They had to go back into the workshop and start cutting some more. Apparently, they've used them up fairly well.
Yeah, I bet.
And they've made about 1,000 bait toggles so far this year, and they're for the cray pots for the upcoming season.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and some of the men have been working on revamping an eight ball table again. So that's a popular thing that they've been doing down there. They've got a fella down there that redoes the eight ball table, so he sort of shows them what to do and they go ahead from there.
And working to help out the festival?
Yeah, yeah. A number of them are doing small things for themselves as well as a shed and a large outdoor table or games being done for the festival coming up.
That's fantastic to hear. Keith, they've been very busy. A few of them off on holidays?
Yeah. I laughed when I got this one because he sent the email through and I had to shorten it down a little bit. But basically, the men's shed last Wednesday saw only half the usual gathering at their warm-up coffee. A quarter of the members were absent. Somewhere warmer up north, I believe it was, that he was talking. In the midst of the discussions, it was spoken about the number of broken Scotch finger biscuits in the bicky barrel. So, and then they, while they're sitting there talking about that, three fellas from the border town shed came down to for a drop-in, and shortly after a bit of animated discussion, and you know how fellas animate things, and they got to talk about the real reason for their visit, and that's to gain some support to apply to AMPSA for a grant to run a being connected course for the members to learn how to use and protect the potential capabilities of their phones and devices.
Mm.
So another thing is in the Mount Gambier with their cybersecurity and so forth. So they're looking at doing that. And not only have the Keith members been keen to attend this course, but they also want to go up there and inspect the border town setup.
Mm.
Spring's on the way, hopefully back to normal soon, with all the Keith members back home and happy, and they're all quite happy at the moment, sitting around doing nothing.
But, Ennis, I feel like a lot of the men's shed reports come in and it's, yeah, we've been having our morning coffee, we've been having our mid-morning coffee, we've been having our afternoon coffee.
Well, it tends to get that way in the winter. I mean, even our own shed, we've got a lot of work to do out there, various people are doing, and you get in there on
breaks.
A cold morning, you think, no, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the most important part of it all, really, isn't it?
It is, and you just sit around and a little bit of banter and carry on.
Yeah, thank you very much to the Keith Men's Shed for sending that through. That's great. Enjoy your warm-up coffees, bless them.
Yeah.
Now, let's head to Bordertown, a sewing machine.
Yeah, Bordertown have installed an industrial sewing machine because they acquired a handheld cobbler machine.
Mm.
And people that are not sure what a cobbler is, that's when they used to make boots.
Yeah.
And they put the lace around the outside to hold them all together. You know, so they've acquired one of these, and they're now making handbags and wallets, and
wow.
And they've also got a CNC machine up there, so they're actually putting pictures onto the wallets and handbags and so forth, and they're selling these in the local shop up there. So there's sand shoes, handbags, wallets, shoulder bags and that type of thing. So if you're looking for a gift at Christmas time, which is not that far away, look at Border Town up there and see what they've got available.
Good on them. That's great. I wonder where they got that industrial sewing machine from and the cobbler machine. Were they...
Well, the cobbler machine was donated to them. Wow. And I'm not sure about the industrial sewing machine. A lot of the time you can use a the old Singer sewing machines.
Yeah.
And you can put a bigger needle in there and that that will do... a very similar job.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of having the strength in it.
It is 22 minutes past 9 on ABC Southeast. This morning we are doing a whip around of the region, checking in with all of our men's sheds with Peter Hennis this morning. Now let's head to Narrickal. They were lucky enough to get a visit from Diabetes SA.
Yeah, they had a Diabetes SA, two nurses turn up, which Mount Gambier shed had a few months ago, and I believe Port Mac have as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a talk on diabetes, and a few tests were done. And as a result of those few tests, some of the fellas up there were referred to their doctors for further checkups. So just pays to get it checked every now and again. Mm-hmm. You may think you're going well, but that diabetes can creep up on you.
And a few other things being done at the shed?
Yeah, they're making two picnic benches for the local basketball club, and they've also been selling kindling up there. And they have I have a reminder to their shed members that the AGM is coming up on the 18th of September, and they're looking for at least four people to fill the vacancies.
Mm, that's great to hear. Now, in Panola, they've been working with the council?
Yeah, a lot of the sheds tend to do a lot of work for the councils because councils support them fairly well, including the Mount Gambier shed. And the Panola shed have been redoing all the seating that's around town. There's about 25 or 30 odd around town that people sit on. So they've been fixing them up, and they've got about 15 to go. So other than that, they've just been doing odd jobs around the that they want to do themselves. But most of the work at the moment is being done with these seating.
Coleraine also doing a dove house.
Yeah, I found out about the dove cootie from the Coleraine shed before I even found out about our own shed doing one. So they've been just doing little odd repairs, fixing up desks and chairs, and of course that dove cootie for a lady for the birds.
That's lovely. Haywood, they have been having some good health gatherings.
Yeah, they had a successful gathering last week of about 30-odd members or from around the area attending last week of a health gathering. On the 11th of September, they're holding a cluster meeting similar to what Mount Gambier had a couple of months ago. With Ian Lewis, once again, as a guest speaker. They thought he was a great speaker, so they're going to go further into that.
Yeah, because you had Ian Lewis in Mount Gambier at Wollunda.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
No.
I was in Queensland
enjoying
the sunshine. And, but by all accounts, he was fantastic from what I've heard. On the 27th of October, they're having a mental health gathering. And the money that they raise from that will be going to the Black Dog Institute. And that's starting at 11 a.m. Victorian time.
Well, good on them. All right, Casterton, lucky last.
Casterton went to the Haywood Shed gathering and have just finished some cupboards for the CFA to be used for storage.
Beautiful. Well done to them helping out the local CFA. Well, Peter Hennis, I think that's everywhere in the region we can stop off at.
Yep, and thank you very much, Beck. I won't see you for another 12 months.
Yes.
And you're going off to have this little bambino, so good luck.
Thank
Hope
you,
everything
Peter.
Goes well for you, and we'll catch you when you get back.
Same
Goodbye,
to you.
Listeners.
Take care of yourself and your health, Peter. Thank you so much for always coming in this past year. Our regular Men's Shed segments will be continuing. All ABC Southeast broadcasting will be continuing as normal, so we won't be saying goodbye to you anytime soon, luckily for us. Peter Hennis, thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
No problems. Thank you. See you, book.
Yeah. Peter Hennis there from the Men's